This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 Q's Symposium here on the beautiful island of Maui. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the fine gentleman from Unitas Community Credit Union, Stephen Stapp. How are you, sir?
Great to be here. Thanks to good to see you.
Good to see you as well. Yeah. And then we also have the board chair, Sam Banerjee as well. Sam, how are you?
Doing great.
Good. Fantastic. Good. I mean, how can you not in a place like this?
So, right.
So how's the conference going for you guys so far? Sam, I'll let you go first. Any takeaways or
anything
so far?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, a good session yesterday and great today. So, yeah. Lots of takeaways for sure.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of note-taking, I'm sure.
It really helps us evaluate where we are in our process. Yeah. So, for example, how are we thinking about the future? How are we strategizing? Mm-hmm. We know we're doing things very well, but we know we can do better. And I think this is what is challenging us, is looking out into that future and to say, how do we develop that network of gathering all those inputs to make better decisions as an organization and working very closely with our board of directors?
Right. Mm-hmm. And what brings you back to this? Because you've been here a couple of times at least.
Yeah.
So what brings you back each time? Because, I mean, this is one of my favorites as well. So
it's one of my favorites because what happens is we have these great sessions in the morning, but then we have an opportunity to continue to talk about it throughout the day and figure out now how are we going to take these principles back home and apply them to our organization.
Right.
Many times we go to conferences and we're just going through sessions all day and then we don't have time to talk about it or figure out how to implement it.
Yeah.
So we spend a lot of time in the afternoons talking about what we heard in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now how are we going to put this in place for our organization?
Yeah, because obviously you get some great information in these sessions and you're taking a lot of notes. And you got to have time to digest it, and then think about it, and then talk about it, and then kind of hash it out, if you will. So I think that's a great way they designed it.
And having the relationship between the board and the chair, it allows the chair to kind of challenge, you know, myself as the CEO, where are we at with this? How can we do better?
Yeah.
How can we engage other board members in this work as well?
Indeed. Yeah. And before we get to a couple of the topics here, which, I mean, again, you're doing some really cool stuff at Unitas, but I want to talk about if you can share maybe a couple of tips on what makes this relationship work really well to continue the momentum that Unitas has had all these years. So, I mean, Stephen, from a CEO's perspective?
You know, what really works is having a chair that's really committed to the organization, asking key questions, empathetic, and understanding our organization. And that's the quality Sam has for our organization, and that's worked really, really well for us.
Cool. And Sam, get the board's point of view. Obviously, Stephen's a great guy and a great leader as well, so that makes it easy probably.
Oh, yeah.
But from a board's perspective, how does it, you know, work for you and making this relationship work and subsequently the creating success down the road?
Right. I mean, you know, working with Steve, you know, all the communication, all the collaboration, right? And a very, very clear line of engagement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which helps to build trust. And that's a continuous process, right?
Yeah.
And
that
trust is key here because it's not only for the board, but also for Steve to know that the board got Steve's back and he can operate freely, right?
Not
having to constantly be constrained by, he's letting us know everything's going on, but time is of essence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at times he has that freedom to move forward knowing fully well that the board is going to support the process.
Sure.
The one other thing I'll always mention, right, you know, as our CEO, Steve, he's a human being too. The board needs to remember that, right? He takes care of everything. Who takes care of him?
Yeah.
You stop and say, hey, Steve, how are you doing? Right?
Whoa,
that's very important.
Okay.
That's very important.
Wow.
And the board chair does that. And I will just, you know, a year ago, my father passed away while I was at this conference.
Yeah.
And Sam was there to really help guide me through that process.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a continual year of grieving, but he constantly checked in on me. So it's really true. Like, you have those empathetic, really real life moments where, hey, we've got a lot of business and work to go, but we're human beings as well.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Now that's an anecdote that is going to stick with me for a very long time.
Yeah.
I mean, and very few industries where that would happen as well, right?
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Oh my gosh,
yeah.
I just lost my train of thought. That's such a cool thing to do for not only, you know, and that kind of like trickles down probably throughout the entire organization as well, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
obviously you have business to do, you got work to do, but everyone's a human being and they need to be treated as such, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Good stuff. All right, hey, let's get to the Worldwide Foundation and support for Ukraine. What are you guys doing there?
Yeah, so the World Council of Credit Unions and the Worldwide Foundation, through their Project Stormbreak, raised about $1.8 million to assist the credit unions in Ukraine. Of course, I mean, they are at the front of the war zone. I don't think there's a lot of people that don't even understand that we have credit unions outside the United States. And, you know, we help each other here in the, when there's a disaster in the United States, but we also have a responsibility for our credit unions around the world. And, of course, many they are facing, I mean, dire war conditions, and yet we're assisting them with grants and fundings to keep the credit unions up and running, to assist their credit union members. They have many of their credit union members who are serving in the military, aren't getting pay, so we're making sure we get loans to those individuals so that they can continue the fight that they're having.
Yeah, no doubt. And Poland has a very strong credit union system, if I remember correctly, and they're the neighbor right there next to Ukraine. So
absolutely, and we're working very closely with our Polish counterparts.
Okay.
They have over 6 million refugees in Poland, and Poland as a country has taken them in, not in refugee camps, but into their homes, into their communities, and so we're working very closely with them to get resources to help those refugees as well. Yeah.
And I know, Steve, you are immersed in this up to your earlobes on a daily basis. So from a board's perspective, how do you? I mean, obviously, this is a great thing that you guys are doing,
right?
But I mean, from
the right
what
thing
you,
to do, yes,
the right thing to do for sure. So from your perspective, I mean, the decision-making process and the thought process, what goes on from the board when you see Unitas and Steve kind of leading the charge going down this road?
Right, right. I mean, our board is involved in the World Council of Credit Unions, right? We were in a number of different, you know, conferences that we had the privilege to be in attendance, right? And with Steve being there on their board and being the chairman on their board as well, it's a great opportunity for us to have the exposure work with Steve and be in that process, helping people where they need the most, aligned with the credit union philosophy of helping people, right?
Right. So, and once again, another place that you have his back, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we take those ideas from the World Credit Union Conference. We actually create an action plan, and I will say it was the genesis of our diversity, equity, and inclusion work. Well, early before it kind of came a kind of initiative at other credit unions, we have environmental sustainability. That's an important aspect of our plan. So we're learning this, what credit unions are doing around the world. We're taking those best practices and we're bringing them home and making really strong action plans as a result of that.
Yeah, all that collaboration. It's not just a domestic collaboration. It's a global collaboration.
Correct.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to talk real quickly about your DEI strategy because you wanted to mention that. And then we'll get to the sustainability as well. So.
Right.
Let's talk about DEI for a second.
Yeah, so it was, again, the genesis of one of our World Council credit union events that we attended. We saw what was happening with diversity, equity, and inclusion. We brought it back to have a very comprehensive plan that covers our board, our management team, our staff hiring, our community response, and we really created a roadmap. We're actually in our second now 3-year roadmap in this area, and the initiatives that we're accomplishing are very dramatic for our organization and very intentional, and we're really connecting better with our community as a result of this.
And you guys are, I mean, you're one of the more forward-thinking credit unions in the country, probably the world for that matter, and because of the collaboration between you and the board and Sam here, obviously. So, I mean, that just sets the template for other credit unions. You got to go, hey, let's check out what Unitas is doing. Maybe we can do something similar in our neck of the woods. So, I mean, that must make you feel pretty good as well. I mean, being able to help these other credit unions get started in these initiatives, right?
It does, and it's a big cultural shift, and we've taken our plan and we've shared it with other credit unions. Not that we want them to follow our plan, but we want to give them and show
give
them ideas to say, hey, if you're struggling at coming to a plan or what you should be doing, this is how we've approached it. Of course, if they learn something new, we hope they share that with us as well. So that really, it improves what we are all doing.
Yeah, that makes the industry that much better for sure. All right, last thing I'll let you guys get going. The environmental sustainability. All right, now you're really talking my language.
Right.
So tell me a little bit more about this, because this is really, really cool what you guys are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really also a comprehensive plan that we're looking at the entire organization. We just recently had a unique opportunity where we purchased a new corporate facility, and with that we have dedicated wetlands. So really interesting, the building sits on 5 acres, and then adjacent we have 5 acres of dedicated wetlands. So we really feel this is an opportunity for us to leverage the opportunity to sustain our environment and preserve our environment if we're doing that. If everybody, every company could do that, that we would have a much better environment. You know?
Again, you're setting the template for other people to like, hey, you know what, maybe we should do that too.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, such a great thing. From the board perspective, I mean, what was that whole decision process like? I mean, doing something like this.
This was aligned, again, to the broader vision of Unitas, right? And making sure that this directly impacts our community, right? We have a space, the green space, right?
Right.
It's not just the talk, but walking the talk.
Exactly.
And staying aligned with that. It's a big thing, right? Making sure that our members, our community, get to enjoy the space as well, and that directly impacts their life in a positive way.
Oh, completely.
And we're creating outdoor amenities for our staff, again, for those collaborative moments. I think we're going to be the first credit unit to have a pickleball court at our corporate facility. So we have that that in the plan as well.
I love you guys. Yeah. You guys are awesome. Yeah. Well, and the other great thing is that not only are you setting a template for other credit unions, but other organizations in your area,
right,
too,
And
hey, who better than a credit union to lead the way, right?
And we look to partner with many of our community partners in that aspect. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's cool stuff. All right, entire conference is out here right behind us, but anything else to add, you guys? I mean, thank you so much for your time.
Nope.
I know you're busy, but thanks for your time. But
thanks for, we appreciate this moment and learning from others here.
You got it. All right.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.